Buncombe County is now the latest community in North Carolina to pass a non-discrimination ordinance. It's written to protect individuals from discrimination in numerous forms, including race, gender, hairstyle, and veteran status. The County Board of Commissioners voted unanimously Tuesday in favor of the ordinance. It aims to protect people from discrimination in the areas of private employment and public accommodations. The vote followed more than an hour of comments from the public. About 24 people called in during the virtual meeting. Asheville resident Allison Scott spoke about how the NDO would help transgender individuals like herself feel supported and protected.
You don't need to hear people like me tell you how they've been fired from their jobs. You don't need to hear us say how that we've been discriminated in public. You don't need to hear how we've been discriminated in our lives. The fact is, if you want to hear why we need this ordinance, listen to the people that oppose it. They're telling you why we need it.
Before the final vote, County Commissioner Jasmine Beach Ferrara, who is a Christian minister and identifies as a lesbian, said religious freedom and non-discrimination can and should coexist.
We find ourselves in a situation where we worship the same God and we read the same scripture, and yet we disagree with each other. Any LGBTQ person who calls North Carolina home, as I proudly do, is familiar with these tensions. They've been a part of our lives from the very start. Our work as a community is to move forward together, not to let the fractures that exist continue to drive us apart.
The ordinance is slated to go into effect July 1st. Beach Ferrara says that would give time for county staff to create systems for reporting discrimination and to provide resources for local employers and agencies to understand compliance. Similar ordinances have passed in 5 North Carolina cities and Orange County this year after a ban on such measures expired. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.